We'll be right back. energize and fuse. You become a total machine of energy.
We'll be right back. ACC 2 from Glass Boys album Commune here on Deep Threes. Ventolin and Bectotide began our set with Witnessed My Country from Awe Dissect. Nonema and the Audiologist bought tickets for Where This Train of Thought Terminates, leaving almost tomorrow. Steve Moore took us to Pangea Ultima, the title track of his 2013 album. The Phonoghosts culled samples from cassettes they found at the resting place of modern culture, thrift shop bins. We heard Head Cleaning from Chrome Position. Then we found The Ice Cream Man on Edge from director John Carpenter and Tommy Lee Wallace from the soundtrack to the 1976 action thriller Assault on Precinct 13. The producer, Alight, bowed to the Obelisk and the Zero remix thereof for the Iridis EP. We looked up to find a Fundustrial Nation from the one-man band Radio Shock's Adapter. And Jimmy Penguin spun the disco ball to shine on Liar. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. I hope you enjoy the show just as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. I leave you with Neuroleptic Trio's Impro Rosetta. You can always find playlists and show archives on the web at d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening. Thank you.
broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
This is Bird Note. If you live in North America, parrots can often seem like exotic ambassadors from the far-off jungles of Brazil or the wilds of Australia. Especially since North America's once common native species, the Carolina parakeet, has been extinct since the early 20th century. But more and more parrots are making this continent their home. Since the 1960s, at least, monk parakeets have been free-flying and reproducing in the U.S., which is to say they have become naturalized. The monk parakeet, with lime-green back, gray and yellow underparts, and deep blue wings, is also known as the Quaker parrot, and it's a native of southern South America. Initial fears that it would devastate agricultural crops haven't materialized, and it's become the most numerous free-flying parrot in the country. Escaped monk parakeets now have self-sustaining populations in many areas across the country. Chicago, Dallas, New Orleans, Portland, Oregon, and Bridgeport, Connecticut, among others. So clearly, in the wild, they can gradually acclimate to cold. And monk parakeets are not alone. By 2015, at least a dozen other foreign parrot species were nesting in the U.S. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann.